Good morning. This is Jim Kinchelow, realtor with Scott Allison Real Estate, and welcome to Real Estate and Me. And we'll be right back. Well, good morning, San Angelo, and welcome to Real Estate and Me. Again, my name is Jim Kinchelow. I'm a realtor here. This is my fifth year of practicing real estate. Normally, the gentleman who occupies this section of carpet is Scott Allison. I've been blessed to call him. He is my broker, and I've been blessed to know him for about 5 years. And so this morning, we're here to talk about real estate, but we're also here to talk about the wonderful world of pest control. So I have two wonderful guests with me this morning, and one is Patsy McIntyre, and the other is Bridget Carr. Together, they are the dynamic duo that run Bug Express. And Bridget, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning. So I'm Bridget, and I'm from San Angelo, moved off for a while, moved back home, and I basically am co-owner and help run Bug Express with Patsy. And Patsy, my mom, started the company, and I'll toss it over to her now so she can kind of talk about the origination of Bug Express.
Well, I originally moved here to finish college, and then I never moved and everything. But we actually, Darlene and myself, worked with another pest control company here in town, and then another one after that. And finally, we got fed up with the corporate world. We wanted to do things our way. So somebody said, why don't you start your own company? We did, and we've been here 17 years. Yes, and we love San Angelo. That's why we wanted to base out of here. And San Angelo has been very, very good to us.
Well, it is home, and we are blessed to call this community home. And so it is one of those things that we, as professionals in this community, want to do whatever we can to help further it, but also to ensure its prosperity.
Absolutely.
So that's one reason why I'm a realtor. And so when we are doing transactions, we are charged with, sometimes we're charged with by the client with performing, with asking certain individuals or finding someone to do certain types of inspections, which is where my firsthand experience with Bug Express comes. Now, in full disclosure, they also do my quarterly treatments here at my house, so I guess I drink the Kool-Aid as well.
Appreciate that.
Oh, you are more than welcome. So let's kind of talk about it, start off by talking about it from the world of real estate. And so whenever you guys go out and you are going to be tasked with doing what's known as a wood-destroying insect report, used to be known as a termite inspection. The two are interchangeable, but termite is a little bit limiting because it doesn't take into accommodation anything else. So kind of what are you guys looking for whenever y'all go and do that?
Well, first off, when we go to look at a home inside and out, we're only going to get to see about 25% of the home. So we're going to target the hot spots. And most of those are going to be any areas that have wood to ground contact, any excess moisture, i.e. around all of the plumbing. If it doesn't have gutters or something like that, you know, the water's going to suck back under the foundation. Subterranean termites thrive on moisture, so they're going to look for the moisture. They found that thermal imaging, so under the house, is one of the first places they're going to show up. Obviously, if you have wood-to-ground contact, you have wooden siding or something, even a trellis, you know, is considered wood-to-ground contact. Mm. But that's an easy fix and everything. So things like that is basically what we're going to look for. You know, inside, we can't go in and take off the sheetrock, and we don't move furniture and stuff like that, unless, of course, there's something there that is imminent that might be showing up, showing this could be termites, and we get the homeowner's permission. You know, or a lot of times they will move it for us and everything. But, you know, we're looking for kind of bubbles in the sheetrock. I can go in and kind of look at some of the painting, and I can tell you if the termites have gone up the wall and everything, and they like to go up, they're going to follow the moisture as far as they can. I've seen termites way up in attics before. In 34 years, there's not much I haven't seen and everything. So, you know, like I said, we're going to target the plumbing, the kitchen sinks, and wet bars, washer, dryer, And that's mainly on the slabs. And we do the same thing for the pier and beam type homes, but obviously we're going to crawl under those. I don't crawl anymore, but anyway, we're going to crawl under those homes and look for wood-to-ground contact and moisture under there as well and everything. And sometimes termites can build freestanding tubes. I've seen them 12-foot high, really, honest to God, folks. I've seen them 12-foot high, but that was an exceptional crawl and everything. It was a building downtown, so it was built many years ago and everything. But that's what we're going to look for is things like that. And, you know, I've seen people say, oh, there's a pinhole there, there's termites. It's like, no, they had a clock there because you can see the shadow, you know, and everything. So it's but, you know, you want to look for things like that. You want to look for bubbles. You want to look for mud tubes up, you know, anywhere where they're traveling up, breaks in a paper, you know, and stuff like that. It's a lot harder if they have wallpaper on there. The wallpaper kind of holds it in. So, but that's kind of the gist of it. Outside, you know, we're going to look for tree roots growing up under the foundation. You know, everybody's got a wooden fence. One time I have actually seen the termites come out of the 4x4 post, bridge across to the house and everything. We didn't find anything inside, but a lot of that, if they lose the moisture trail, they're going to stop and everything. And so, but that can happen and everything. So, you know, it's one of those deals that you want to be aware. And usually they're leaving gaps now between, but they can still bridge across, but it's a possibility is what I'd say, that they can get through there. Not impossible, but they could.
Gotcha. And so kind of back to what you said, particularly, I believe you said wallpaper.
Right.
It's what about paneling?
Paneling is a little more difficult. That is a drier wood. They will, if it gets really wet, they will come through it. They'll eat anything cellulose, anything that was once a tree. Books, wallpaper, they eat the backing off the wallpaper and they'll break through and everything. Paneling is a little different because it is so dry. But if it's gotten wet, it's still a wood product and they're going to come through that too. Everything. They don't like to feed on it as much, but so...
So it's back to you particularly mentioned slab, and then you'd also mentioned crawl space.
Right.
And so on there, are your inspectors interchangeable? So like, for instance, do you guys have anybody that specifically handles crawl space, or do y'all...
No, most of them they do both and everything. The only time it's limited is if it is a very small crawl place, then we have to send out a different technician and everything.
I should preface, though, that Patsy and I don't crawl. Right. So we're the only two that will not crawl.
I used to, and I probably would if I had to, but it's dark and damp underneath there. Bridget's not going in there. Forget it.
I've had that conversation with my clients. It's like, I don't go underneath houses. I'm not an inspector.
Yep.
This is something that you guys need to have looked at by a professional, and I wouldn't fit underneath there anyway.
A long time ago, I went under a crawl space, and the homeowners were home. And they had some kids and everything. And just in the back of my mind, I decided, you know, this crawl space opening, the little plank that goes over, it was in a closet inside. I took it with me so the kids couldn't set it down. You know, I got in there, took it with me and put it out about 6 foot and then went and did what I needed to do and everything. And then one of my very first ones, I had a gentleman, he came down, I was actually training and my trainer was ahead of me. I was in there and the homeowner came in behind us, which was okay, but don't be between me and that opening. I said, you can get over here up next to him, but don't block that opening. Well, if something comes up, I'm out of here. See ya.
Well, I mean, you definitely have to practice safety
right
in there. So,